What time is it? Oh God, I hate waiting. Almost as much as I fucking hate Phil. Yeah, I know, but on a Tuesday? Are you kidding me? Like, come on. And the last time he invoked the roommate evacuation pact, he literally made us stay out of the apartment until like 1 a.m. because the guy he was with was really into taking things slow or whatever. And you know, technically, it's only been 3 months and 28 days. I'm just saying. No, because the roommate evac pack clearly states that you get to have a roommate-free opportunity for dinner at the apartment once every 4 months. And not only is it very much not dinner time anymore, it hasn't even been 4 months yet. Besides, the guy he's with right now is fucking mid as hell. Phil can do way better than that. Oh, come on. He kept talking about just thinking about getting a tattoo as if that's some sort of big step he had to take. Like, whoa, I'm thinking about maybe having a late night sandwich when we get back home. How fucking revolutionary. I know the only reason you're not complaining right now is because you think that if Phil is with someone, he'll finally leave you alone. And maybe he'll stop trying to drag you to every guy thing I won't be dragged along to. Oh, really now? How many basketball matches have you gone to this year? And how many fucks do you give about basketball, huh? Yeah, whatever. These benches are so uncomfortable. Can Phil just close the goddamn deal already? Just get into his bedroom with this guy so he can go back? It's 11 p.m. and my ass hurts. Also, it's really fucking creepy being all alone in the subway station. It feels like we're in the intro to some horror movie. Yeah, well, just because you know how to get in here doesn't mean that we should be in here. But it is raining outside, so I'm not going anywhere unless it's home and I can take a fucking shower. You really think you can beat me to the shower? Bitch, please. I'm 10 times faster than you. You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't fucking dare to pick me up. No. No, you don't. No. Hey, what are you? Asshole. You got anyone in mind for next month? Well, because next month it will have been 4 months since May, right? So, you got any girl that you might want to invoke the roommate evac act for? Oh, come on. Really? No one? Man, I'm really rooting for you. Even though you literally have zero game and don't know when a girl is dropping hints, no matter how painfully obvious it is. Well, it's fucking true, isn't it? May literally initiated every part of your relationship, including the breakup. Sorry, it was just right there. I couldn't resist. But for real, dude. Don't get too hung up on her. You gotta put yourself out there. Move on. And maybe stay over at another girl's place so I can sneak into your bed because it's way more comfortable than mine. I will not, but your complaint has been noted and will be promptly ignored. Should have gotten a less comfy bed, my guy. That one's on you. Also, there's still no message from Philip. So, come here. Just come here. Sit. Better. Your lap is softer than the fucking concrete, and I need something for my head to rest on that doesn't feel like a literal torture device. Dude, I can feel your dick through your pants. Come on, just tuck that shit to the other side, please. Oh my god. My eyes are closed anyway. Just tell me when I can lie back down. But bro, from cuddling? Seriously? That's wild. I'm telling you, you really need to put yourself out there again. Your body is literally betraying you right now. Or maybe it's just because you're simply that attracted to me. Also, I never asked because it's not really any of my business, and honestly, I didn't really give a fuck, but I'm bored out of my mind, so, what happened between you and May anyway? You must have done some hella fucked up shit. Well, because... never mind. Just tell me what you did. No, I wasn't gonna say anything. Well, if a guy was able to make me scream like May did whenever she came over, he'd have to be a fucking war criminal for me to get rid of him. The walls are thin, dude. Oh my god! Oh my god! I've never felt this good! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy, you're gonna make me squirt! Holy shit! I've never squirted before! Oh my god, Daddy, I'm coming! Oh my god. Well, I mean, I thought she was faking it, but one time I was getting water from the kitchen right after she hopped into the shower and... Damn, I saw your sheets and you can't fake that kind of mess. Holy fuck, there is so much. Nah, I mean, good for you, dude. I'm just saying, if you can fuck like that, you must have been a major fucking cunt for her to just give all that up. Because trust me, girls know how rare it is to find a guy that actually knows what the fuck he's doing. Yeah, sure, I was kind of getting jealous, bro. Nah, but I'm just saying, like, she sounded like she was having a good time, you know? Lord knows I could use some of that, but all my dates have been total shit. Stop looking so excited. We're roommates. It would be awkward when you inevitably fall in love with me and I have to break your heart. Sorry. Oh, plus, you're not really my type. You're too short. Well, that's exactly my point. You can't both be short. The other person has to be tall to balance out the genes. That's why you and May worked out. She was really tall for a girl and still chose your vertically challenged ass. I don't want kids right now, but who knows? What if there's some virus that wipes out all the basketball players in the world? I'd have to be able to avert the disaster of living in a world where Phil can't drag you to some mediocre local basketball game. Oh, really now? So you're saying a virus sweeping the world is unrealistic? That it would never happen? Lockdown was a weird time, bro. Wait, what? Oh, fuck. Ah, thin walls, huh? I keep forgetting that if I can hear you, then you can also... No, dude, fuck off. You don't understand. I was so down bad. It's not even funny. Shut up. I was being a good citizen, okay? Staying at home and just fucking some dude over a call was infinitely better than, I don't know, me trying to sneak in a fuck buddy every fucking day. But you wouldn't want to deal with that. Also, phone sex is high key better than the real deal. Yeah, are you kidding? You're totally comfy in your own room. There's no pressure to look pretty, and you can mute yourself whenever you need a fart or something. It's fantastic. Okay, yeah, sure. Good. Sex might still be better, but I mean, most guys don't really meet that criteria anyway, so I'd rather just listen to their pretty voices as I get myself off. Plus, then I don't need to worry about awkward cleanups or, you know, trying to get him out of my fucking house the morning after when they're clingy. Or worst of all, introducing them to you guys. How dare you? I'm great at phone sex, I'll have you know. Huh? Too chatty? Okay. I was just playing before, but now I'm actually offended. This is my honor we're talking about. I am fucking amazing at phone sex. Besides, what the fuck does too chatty even mean? It's phone sex. I gotta give him something to work with, right? Oh yeah, I'll just moan into the mic for half an hour straight. Like, that's something people are gonna wanna listen to. There's nothing fake about it. It's not my fault May's too stupid to form a coherent sentence 2 minutes into getting a cock inside of her. Sorry, I don't have dumb cock drunk bitch syndrome. I'm not being sensitive about this. You're just wrong. Sorry, what? Going from accusing me of being too chatty during phone sex to demanding I take my pants off is a bit of a leap, don't you think? Just to prove a point? You're insane. You're fucking pathological. Your need to always be right is so fucking insufferable. And quite frankly, insane. Like, do you think I'm some sort of desperate slut or something? No. Actually, I bet you think I've got some big fucking crush on you and I'm just gonna let you do whatever you want to me because it's late and I'm bored. Because I'm bored. Of course I didn't say no. It should be obvious. It doesn't have to be said. You want me to say it? Fine. I'll say it. I will. I'll say it right now. Right now. Okay. You get 5 minutes to eat me out and then afterwards... Okay. I'll bend over against the pillar. Wait. Aren't you gonna take my... Oh my god. Okay. Oh, you're just gonna eat it straight through my yoga pants. Oh, what is wrong with you? Oh my god. This is a bad idea. Oh, you're rubbing. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh my god, damn. You're really good at this. Even through the fabric, you really want to prove your point so badly. You give yourself the extra challenge. You're sick and I... Oh god, I hate you. Oh fuck. Fuck, why couldn't Phil just hurry up? Yeah, you can take him off. Fuck it, we've already committed to making this mistake. At this point, I don't even fucking care. What? I'm not that wet. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, it's only been like 5 minutes. No, don't be nice about it. That makes it even more embarrassing. Oh, you're never nice. Please. please make fun of me. This is hell. Oh my god, I'm in hell right now. And I can't even say that I don't usually get that wet that quickly because, oh my god, it's just gonna go to your head and just kill me now. No, no, I don't want you to make fun of me because I get off on... Could you just shut up and lick? Maybe? You fucking asshole. Oh my god. Oh, where clothes means you can get all the way in there. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, you don't mind that I'm grabbing the back of your head, right? Feels good. Feels good. Good, yeah, yeah. Oh, I feel like such a dirty slut for doing this in public. Oh my god, in a subway station of all places. Maybe feeling like a dirty slut is just what made me so wet. Yeah, I'm a slut. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, do it again. Do it again. Oh my god, spank me again. Ah, fuck. Oh my god, yeah. Oh, do I taste good? Yeah. Oh my god, fuck, you like this fucking pussy, huh? You like eating your roommate's cunt in public? Huh? Chatty? Oh, seriously? Oh my god, fuck, you're seriously still going on about that shit? With your tongue halfway up my fucking fallopian tubes? Oh my god, fuck. Oh, you're the first guy I met that doesn't know how dirty talk fucking works. Oh my god, fuck. Okay. I'll shut up. Chill. Oh my god. I'm just saying, it's not unrealistic for me to talk. Oh, even though it feels good. I just really enjoy the dirty talk myself. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's for me. As much as it is for you, and like I said, not every girl, instantly, it goes stupid the second she feels an ounce of flesh. Oh my god! Oh my god, fuck! Okay, sorry. Oh my god, fuck, no talking, I'm not talking, I'm not talking. How good it feels. Oh my god, I can feel it dripping down my thighs. Making such a fucking mess. Oh, he said I wasn't talking. Oh my god, can I at least tell you? Oh my god. Tell you? When I'm about to come. Oh my god, please. Fine. I'm not close. Oh my god, fuck, I'm not close. I'm not about to come. I'm not coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. I was really kind of surprised how like it felt good, but you didn't think it would happen so quickly, you know? Like, usually with me, it takes some time to... Oh my god, fuck! Oh my god! Okay! Okay, I guess you're just sticking your dick in me now. Oh, that's cool. That's really... Oh, that's really... Oh my god, fuck, it's good. It's good. You just couldn't help yourself any longer, huh? A little pent up after your dry skunk. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, I wouldn't make it this up. Holy shit. Oh, you don't like it when I mention her, huh? Also, tell me, is this pussy better than hers? Oh, is it wetter? Oh, is it tighter? Oh my god, oh, tighter than May, that is. Oh my god, if you want me to shut up, oh, you'll have to fucking shut me up then. Oh, are you gonna put your fingers in my mouth? Oh, are you gonna put your big fucking fingers into my little whore mouth as you run into my wet little cunt from behind, huh? Oh, did you ever do that to me to shut her up? Or maybe if you just like a slutty little slut vibe more. Maybe it's not that I talk too much about the things that I talk about. Do I still get soft around if I say, your fingers are so big, Daddy. It feels so good on my kitty, my little princess mouth. Okay, so that answers that. Oh my god, fuck. Oh god, I'm fucking. He's so much louder in the subway station. It's so empty and quiet. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. I like it here. And my dumb slush cunt. I'm getting pounded out. Oh, and your big fucking fat cock. Oh, someone forgot to spank me. I'll admit you like this. Admit you like this. Here. Oh my god, fuck, you're pulling so hard. Oh my god, fuck, you sadistic little fucker. Oh, you want me to look at you from below, huh? Does it make you feel good, huh? Oh my god, having your bitchy loudmouth roommate, oh my god, look up at you with pleading, submissive eyes. Putting her into her fucking place. Oh my god, fuck. Running into her. Oh, like the cheap bitch she is. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, you're throbbing. Are you gonna not come? Oh, so much. Oh, for telling me to shut up. Oh my god. I'll slap my ass all you want. Oh my god. It only gets me better. Oh my god. I am about to not come too. Oh my god. I finally get to feel what May felt to be able to put up with your annoying ass for so long. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. No. 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 I won't say sorry. I won't say sorry. Not sorry. Not sorry. Oh my god. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Oh, do you think May would be proud of my performance? Oh yeah. 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 Go on. Go on. Take out your fucking frustration on me. I can take it all. Oh, I wanna take it all. Keep spanking me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Is it a bad thing to say? Oh my god. Fuck. I wish someone walked in on us. Fucking like animals in a dirty. Oh my god. Subway station. Oh. Just watching some cute little slut gets her brains fucked out right up against the pillar. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. I wish the whole world could watch me gent your fat cock. Oh my god. Especially. Especially. Oh fuck. Especially me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, look at you. Coming from my dirty talk. Ah, the thought of it. The thought of turning your ex into a cuck queen. Oh, such a bad ex-girlfriend. Go on, put your clothes back on. Doesn't change the fact that my dirty talk is fucking hot. And I want to hear you say it, okay? At this point, I've earned it. Fucking vindication. Next up is me proving that phone sex can be even better than regular sex. Well, I mean, we've kind of broken the seal on the whole don't fuck your roommate thing, so... And if I remember correctly, I recall you saying that phone sex isn't real, so it wouldn't count anyways. Okay, well, you did say that though, and additionally... No, let me finish. Additionally, you said phone sex is still cheating and grounds for a breakup, but you still didn't consider it to be on the same level as real life cheating, and you said it was equally as bad of an action, but that the level of hurt would probably be lower, implying that there is a difference between phone sex and real sex. So even if we assumed that we as roommates should not have real life sex, again, something which we've already done, in case you haven't noticed, but let's just say that was just a mistake, you know, a slip up, and you'd ideally assume that we as roommates should not have real life sex, there is still nothing in your argument scheme that would suggest that this also automatically applies to phone sex. So according to your own logic, this is just, you know, not really something that is bad. So we should definitely try it out.